Please be seated. And let's pray. Lord, we come to this time of communion, the Lord's table, the Lord's supper, to remember you, Jesus, to remember what you did at the cross, what you accomplished there. Pray that you would just draw us near in this time, and it is in your great name we pray. Amen. How would you characterize your relationship to the Creator? How would you characterize your relationship to Christ? There are only two realities. You are either reconciled or you're not. Please open your Bibles to Colossians chapter 1. Every week here at Grace Bible Church, we get to remember Christ's death. We get to celebrate Christ's death. And pretty soon, we're going to take a little cup of juice and a little cracker, and we're going to remember Christ's body that was given and his blood that was shed at the cross. I'm going to be reading from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 22. Our destination is 21 and 22, but we must begin in verse 15. So please follow along as I read, starting in verse 15. He, Christ, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. And in verse 21, and although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death, in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. The near context here in verses 15 through 20, exalt Christ as preeminent, incomparable, and supreme. I'm going to run through some of the truths that are just mentioned here about Christ. He is God. He holds preeminence over all creation. He is the creator of all things. He is the agent by which all things were created. He is the end, the reason for which all things were created. He existed before all things, and he holds all things together. He is also head of the church. He is the beginning of the church, and he holds preeminence within the church. And then we come to verse 21, as Paul addresses the Colossian believers and says that they were formerly alienated, separated, and hostile in mind. They were enemies. And they were engaged in evil deeds. God views all unbelievers as separated from him, as his enemies, and ones that perform wickedness. But here in verse 21, God is describing a past reality for believers. And in verse 22, he describes their present reality. Yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. Christ reconciled these believers. He took those that were his enemies, those that were fully deserving of his wrath, and he changed the relationship. And now they're being presented before God as holy, set apart for God. God went to a cross to shed his blood and to die so that believers would be reconciled to him. So I ask the question, have you been reconciled to Christ? Do you recognize yourself as a sinner needing reconciliation to a holy God? Have you trusted in Christ such that you have turned from your sin to follow him and pursue him? If you would say yes, then please, we want you to join in communion with us here today. If you would say no to those questions, then please, don't take the little cup and the juice as it comes by. Just pass those on. God has commanded believers to participate here in communion. But I ask you to consider the state of your soul. I want you to realize that your soul is right now in a very dire state. God sees you as the one that is alienated and hostile in mind and engaged in evil deeds. He sees you as a sinner. And regardless of what you actually believe, the absolute truth is that when you do leave this world, that you will stand before God without Christ. And you will not be found holy and blameless and beyond reproach. But you will be found guilty. And the punishment for your sin will never end. You will suffer for eternity. I beg you, be reconciled to Christ. Turn from yourself and turn to him right now. Do that and join us. If you do have any questions about what it means to be reconciled to Christ, ask me, ask any one of the elders, ask the person that brought you. But don't wait. These things need to be considered soon. Believers, as you prepare your hearts, dwell on the supremacy of Christ. Our Creator, our Sustainer, the one for whom all of the universe exists and was created for. Dwell on the incomprehensible truth that although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind and engaged in evil deeds, yet he, Christ, the preeminent one, the supreme one, has reconciled you, believer, in his fleshly body through death, death on a cross, in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. As men come forward, dwell on these things, and when your hearts are prepared, go ahead and take communion on your own, and I'll come back and close our time in prayer. Please serve us.